8 weeks to the day left until Tuesday, November 6th. 56 days if you're counting until Election Day, and why not? This is a numbers game, right? Well, both Governor Mitt Romney and President Barack Obama are coming down from their convention highs, and now this is the time after Labor Day when both campaigns are down to serious business. Now, as reported on this program last week, President Obama is ahead in this race, and the path that Mitt Romney faces to win in November is looking increasingly narrow. It's not impossible for sure, but right now he's really not where he would like to be 56 days before Election Day. Latest CNN ORC poll gives President Obama a 6-point lead nationally. That's one thing, a national poll, but the states are another issue entirely. Dave Weigel is political reporter for Slate and joins us now from Washington, D.C. Hi, Dave.
Hey, it's good to be here. Thank you.
Thanks for joining us, Dave. A convention bounce is nice for national billboard poll numbers like the 6-point lead that President Obama has, the one I just mentioned. But has it translated down to the states that we keep saying are so important? Ohio. What about North Carolina?
Well, it takes a while for these numbers to bounce and be reflected at the lower level. The national sample seems to reflect something immediate happening before anything else does. But a good example is there was a Civitas poll of North Carolina. Civitas is a conservative organization in the state. It was kind of a ridiculous poll that suggested Romney was winning, but winning 30% of the black vote. But people noticed if he readjusted this poll taken after the convention and gave Romney as much of the black vote as John McCain won, 5%, then North Carolina was tied, and that's actually quite a bit better than the president's been doing. I mean, the fundamentals have not really changed, despite I think an impression that his speech was kind of mediocre and kind of focus grouped. They did get across a defense of the president's record, which I don't think they can make in the rest of the media. And I think they're kind of right. I mean, the president gives this versions of this speech across the country, and it gets covered locally. But he hadn't had a sustained chance to just make the basic "I killed Osama bin Laden and saved GM" argument.
Well, President Obama has led in most of the swings. Maybe he's ahead in North Carolina, Dave. Maybe he isn't. It's probably close. His lead has been slight but basically impenetrable in almost all of the other swing states for months, and maybe it's a little bit more now. Why has Mitt Romney's basic economic message that the steward of the economy, Barack Obama, has failed? Why has that message failed to gel so far?
It's a good question, and in polling you see that voters just don't like Romney personally and don't trust him on a couple of sort of the welfare state measures. They might not think of them that way, but the president retains a lead on who would handle health care better. He retains a lead on taxes. This changes. Sometimes you see a poll that shows Romney doing quite well, but when Republicans used to win national elections, when George Bush won two elections, there was a substantial lead over the Democrats on those issues. Actually, back then, the Democrats did better on who would tackle the debt. But the debt's less of a primary concern, and I think despite there being a sluggish economy, people are not trusting Romney and Ryan with the rest of what they expect from government.
And just real quickly, Dave, is there evidence that unions are really helping Barack Obama in places like Ohio, Michigan?
Well, they're going to be helping in the last, I'd say 72 hours of the election, but more than that, in the last couple of weeks when they get people out, they're going to help drag out people to early voting, which I think actually the most substantive victory of Democrats in Ohio was getting early voting extended, which they had to win a legal battle to do. That's the way it's going to impact them. It's going to help their ground game.
All right.
More than that, I mean, I think it's actually the auto bailout message Republicans fear plays very well in the states with a lot of auto jobs. I mean, in Wisconsin and Michigan and Ohio, those are all states they wanted to do better than they are right now. Certainly Mitt Romney won the Republican primary in part promising that he could compete in Michigan. And there's you saw a Jennifer Granholm speech here in the DNC, which went, as viral as a former governor's speech can do.
All right.
She just counted off the number of jobs in all those states. I think that's helping more than labor at this moment.
That's Dave Weigel, national political reporter at Slate.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.